This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Torrential rains batter South Korea's capital, spotlighting the city's infrastructure challenges. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The heaviest rains in 80 years have wreaked havoc on Seoul today. Metro stations and major roads in the capital are now underwater, while authorities say at least 7 people are dead, with several others missing. Dramatic images on social media showed flooded underground rail stations, half-submerged cars, and people wading through waist-deep water in even the most glamorous of neighborhoods. The BBC's Yuna Ku is there and explains the scale of the damage, with more rains expected in the next 2 days.
Almost 400 people from 230 households had to leave their house and take shelter due to heavy rain. And infrastructure has also been damaged, including railway. Some subway stations have been closed for hours, which is a big problem in Seoul because this is the main transportation used by many people in Seoul.
This disaster has sort of once again brought to the fore infrastructure problems in the city. A 31-year-old mother of two explains here that she was told to escape from the basement level of a library in central Gangnam.
I couldn't believe I was trapped in a building with 40 other people in the middle of Gangnam District due to floods. It reminds me of the Titanic. I was so scared. My two little sons were waiting at home, so I wanted to go back home, which was only 10 minutes away. But I couldn't possibly move, and that situation was unbelievable.
So, Yuna, these kinds of problems are particularly acute for thousands of people in the city who live in apartments that are below street level.
Yes, there have been a tragedy. A family of three couldn't escape from flooding and found dead in their semi-basement apartment known as Banjiha in Seoul. And this kind of apartment is very fragile to rain because windows are almost at the ground level. So if there is a flood on the ground, it definitely impacts their houses. It is reported that one of the victims was having a developmental disorder. So this has become a significant event which highlights the inequality in Seoul, and that's why the president and the mayor of Seoul paid a special visit to the scene. There are thousands of people living in this kind of semi-basement apartment, and they are mostly low-income families. The president is now suffering from low popularity in Korea. The president has promised is that he will make sure that nobody is damaged in particular to this kind of natural disasters.
The BBC's Yuna Ku for us in Seoul. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
A quick check of the numbers. Global stocks are trading in a fairly narrow range ahead of U.S. inflation data due out tomorrow morning. That, following the unexpectedly strong July jobs report, will likely give clues about how aggressive the Federal Reserve will need to be on future rate rises. To Cuba now, where fears are growing of a worsening energy crisis. It comes after 3 fuel storage tanks were destroyed by a fire in a port city. It's a problem for the island, which generates most of its electricity through crude oil and diesel usage. The BBC's Will Grant has more.
The authorities are struggling to bring the fire under control. Support has been sent from 2 allies, Mexico and Venezuela, in the form of personnel and specialist equipment. However, the Cuban government's request for help from their ideological enemy, the United States, has so far gone unheeded. As the government describes the situation as very complex, many Cubans are wondering what it will mean for the energy supply on the island. There have been long blackouts in many cities in recent weeks, including in the capital Havana.
That's the BBC's Will Grant reporting there. An ongoing and unprecedented debt crisis is threatening the world's second biggest economy. Chinese property investors are withholding mortgage payments, causing problems for banks because developers haven't finished building homes. In some cities, fed-up homeowners who bought property off plans alone have now decided to move into their unfinished towers, ignoring warnings to stay away. The BBC's Stephen McDonald met some of them in the central city of Xi'an.
Approaching the tower block, we're being tailed by three cars. We know we're going to have to be quick after we get out. The first thing you notice on arrival is how few windows have been put in. This is a shell of a building where families have defied authorities and moved into the apartments they've paid for, but which are not finished. We walk in via the main entrance. There are around 24 people gathering where the foyer should be. The walls are concrete. People sit quietly on the floor, also concrete. Makeshift cables dangle from the roof. I ask a middle-aged man how many people are living here at the moment.
About 100 or 200. We used up all our savings to buy our apartments. It's now been 5 years, and we still cannot live in them. We can't bear it any longer.
After walking through dark, cave-like corridors, you arrive at the stairwell. Torches are needed to reach the floors where people are living. A man shows us around the incomplete home he's now moved into. Again, the walls and floors are concrete. He indicates where his two children are sleeping on a mattress covered by a mosquito net. There's little here to mitigate against the stifling heat. I ask him how he feels about having moved his family here.
I feel really helpless. We don't want to live like this, but we've nowhere to go.
In the room where he sleeps with his wife, there are little solar panels hanging in the window. This is the only electricity the residents have, and it's basic at best. Downstairs at dinner time, the communal kitchen is full of activity. A woman explains the routine.
With so many people, we cook what we are good at.
All the water here has to be carried in by the residents, now squatting in the exoskeletons of their dream homes gone bad. There's nowhere to wash. There are no toilets. Then our visit comes to an abrupt end with the arrival of uniformed police. They're accompanied by unidentified officials in plain clothes. Perhaps they were in the cars following us earlier. Our access is now blocked with the excuse that we've not acquired some special government permission. Across China, protests have been erupting because developers, deep into debt, have failed to complete major projects. In some cases, people have stopped repaying mortgages on incomplete buildings, hoping that their protest will stir the government into action. Back outside the tower block, we wait for the police to let us go. In China's property market, everywhere there's uncertainty. The people we've met have no idea when or even if their homes will be finished, putting great pressure on the very fabric of Chinese society.
That's Stephen McDonald reporting there. Now, following that BBC visit, promises were made that work on that building will start up again, but residents say they still have their doubts. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.